It has been a nice start to the work-in school week across eastern New York and western New England. Most areas have been quite bright this afternoon, though there are some clouds blocking out that sunshine in areas well to the south of the capital region, mainly for areas along and south of I-84. Temperatures have been quite comfortable. Our highs have been in the neighborhood of the 70-degree mark today, and the humidity levels are nice and low. And there are no weather worries locally as we go through the next several days. It's going to be a really nice late summer week, and we're now in the final week of summertime, and the weather is going to be absolutely terrific. So if you happen to have some time off this week, the weather is going to definitely work out in your favor. Maybe you have an outdoor painting project or some other work to get done outside. Things are going to be quite nice in the coming days. And of course, if you happen to have some vacation time and you're going to do something fun and maybe hit the golf course, for example, the weather is going to be great for that as well. So moving ahead into tonight, we're looking to see a mainly clear sky. It'll be a chilly night. Temperatures will dip back into the 40s. So if you happen to have the windows open now, you may want to close the windows before you go to bed, or at least be sure you have an extra blanket ready to go. Some spots in the Adirondacks may dip back into the 30s tonight. Again, the sky will be mainly clear. Some areas of fog are possible, especially near bodies of water and in valley locations. And the really awesome weather continues tomorrow with bright sunshine. Temperatures, again, will be in the neighborhood of 70 degrees. Most spots will be in the upper 60s or low 70s, so another really pleasant day is ahead for tomorrow. And the good weather continues through at least Wednesday and Thursday. As I mentioned, I really don't see any major concerns with the weather this week, so things are looking very, very nice in the coming days. To the tropics this afternoon with Hurricane Umberto, which is basically now off the east coast of the United States. It's just far enough away that it's not really impacting land, though there are some big waves and rip currents along the southeast coast. The storm is expected to track north of Bermuda by late this week as a hurricane. At this point, the forecast is that the storm should be far enough away from Bermuda to keep any significant impacts away from Bermuda, but it's certainly something worth watching in the coming days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, some areas of fog. Lows in the 40s, some 30s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, some areas of fog. Lows in the 40s, some 30s in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cool, some areas of fog. Lows in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, some patchy fog. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny and still really nice, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s, and on Thursday, mostly sunny and a bit warmer, a high of 70 to 75. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.